But last week we recited one of the most famous Reformation catechism questions and answers, which was the Heidelberg Catechism number 1, what is your only comfort in life and death? And the answer begins, that I am not my own, but belong with body and soul, both in life and death, to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And today we recited another of the most famous catechism questions and answers, which is the Westminster Shorter Catechism number 1, what is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And you know what a difference it would make if we could just remember and live out those two questions and answers. Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. I mean, it's so brief, so short, and yet so full of meaning. We were created to know God. And among all the joys, privileges, and opportunities of this life, this really is the greatest. In Jeremiah 9:23, God says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight. That's just another way of saying that we were created to be God's sons and daughters. And that is what we were saved to be as well. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Now this is supposed to color and shape everything we do, everything we think, and everything we feel in this life. Notice the elements. First of all, a personal relationship with the Creator and Redeemer God. Secondly, walking with God through life. Third, enjoying God. And finally, through these things, glorifying Him. And what is behind this is this sense of royal privilege and participation. God is the King. We are royal sons and daughters. We have an interest in His kingdom, for it is our inheritance, and we naturally, therefore, enter into our Father's royal work. We naturally want to glorify Him, and all of this is our joy. John 15, verse 11, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be made full. Amen.